Hello, Gone Wild Audio. Today is Sunday, the... what day is it today? Well, it's the end of the month. Yeah. And I'm just gonna talk a bit about all my different kings. This is actually supposed to be the kink list challenge by user six, what was the name? Sixth stage. And first I'm gonna talk about my personal kinks, and then I'm gonna go through the list that was posted. And the list, I won't mention those that I don't like. I'm just gonna try to talk about the ones I liked. Yeah. And I'm gonna start with my personal kinks, and that is clearly vampires. Yes, like everything about vampires, and I like incorporating that aspect. Well, I would like to incorporate that. And yeah, biting and blood, but not real blood, because this is really dangerous and it would be really stupid to just kind of like fake blood. It would be totally fine and sufficient. Yeah, then obviously femdom is something I really like, but I'm not into the extreme stuff. I like to use elements of it, and it's the same with mdom. I like both, and I must admit, I'm a natural bond switch. This is someone that said to me, someone said this to me once. You're not dominant, you're a natural bond switch. And I found it to be kind of funny. DDLG stuff, affectionate and romantic kind of stuff I really like, and oh, I really, really love romance. Oh, I love it so much, and everything love related. And teasing, yes. And what I also like is pet play. And I really would like to try this one day, especially with a sub that would be interested in being my buddy. I really, really would like to try that. It's like one, it's the most biggest fantasy I got. And I had like for a while now. And of course, we could take turns, and I could be like, I could abandon. A bunny too, or maybe more of a dog, puppy, or a fox. Yes, that would be kind of cool. And bondage, tying up, but not so much tying up, because I get like, I can't be tied up. I could tie someone up if they wanted me to do this, but I couldn't. I couldn't be tied up myself, even if it would be it would have to be really light, or it would be like what is called these handcuffs that you would be able to unlock it yourself without the key, just with this clasp kind of thing. I think it's called. Yeah, I think somewhere, like, because I suffer from anxiety attacks, and I would get so panicky, and I would flip out, like, seriously. And spot what I really like. Oh, what I really, really like. This is one of, this is also one of my biggest fantasies, to be just pinned down. Oh, yes, against the bed. Oh God, or against the wall, and like, if he could. Oh gosh, I can't talk. This is getting me so fucking excited. Like, if you would pin me down with both arms, or with one arm and with one hand and both my arms, above my. Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't talk. This would be so awesome. And what else? Well, I'm not into rape, but I don't even know what it's called. Would this be counted towards non-consent? Well, like, if a guy would, like, with a bit of force. How do I say? Would try to force himself a bit on me. I mean, like, of course he would have to talk to me about it beforehand, but I mean, like, if already you are in bed and I would be, like, a bit shy about it and would say no, and I would really say, really mean yes, he would, like, put his leg between mine, or and he would whisper in my ear yes, and oh gosh, this was so, that would be so fucking awesome. I mean it like in a really playful way, not, yeah, I'm not into rape, but and this latex or leather, and I must say I don't like using leather because it comes from animals and I'm animal friendly and stuff, and so if there would be an alternative, and I think these if you know these Sentai suits, these cool colorful suits from Japan, they're, oh, they're kind of fascinating, they have always fascinated me. Latex would be also kind of cool to try it out, and again, one of my big fantasies, alien and xenophilia, like, I have this one fantasy, and have sex with aliens. Oh my God. But not like beast mode aliens or something, or predator like aliens. No, I wouldn't like that. I mean, like, it should be like pretty aliens and stuff. Or like just that something is, would look odd to us, like have like Vulcan shaped ears or green skin and these black shiny eyes, or they have just weird eye colors and stuff, and or weird hair colors, and I really, really like that. Oh, this is so awesome. Oh, and this also ties into my next big king, and that would be sci-fi cross-military stuff, like Space Marines, a la Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3, or like any other game or movie that would go in that direction. And this also ties again into like wearing uniforms. Oh, I love all kinds of uniforms or suits. Oh my gosh, military uniforms. fireman uniforms. Oh, all kinds of uniform. I just love uniforms or school uniforms and oh gosh. And my biggest and the next kink, it's my absolutely biggest kink. I had it since I was a fucking teenager. Yes, this cosplay sex. It's basically, if you're familiar with anime culture and that kind of shit, then you know what cosplay is. And oh god, I just like to be dressed up as some anime character and just fuck away. That would be so awesome. Yeah, and other kings, accents, Japanese, English, American, Spanish, or just the language of it completely. I really like that. Oh, not to forgetting Korean. Yes, Korean is awesome. And yeah, what next? Spanking and slapping, but also not like not hard, just light slapping or light spanking and also clit slapping. But again, it shouldn't be hard, should be light, just enough pain to get like over the edge, or yes, just to get over the edge. Dirty talk, I like that too. Name calling, a little bit, like in the heat of the moment, if you say slut, and but I get a little bit of how do I say it? On defense of being called a whore and stuff, and this is something that would have to be talked over, cause this is just awakening some bad memories from earlier times, and yeah. And yes, there was one of my personal lists. The last one. Oh, I have the equivalent of what is called a foot fetish, and this is a hand fetish. Yes, I fucking love hands. I don't know, I love veiny hands. Oh god. Veiny hands, so sexy, and it doesn't matter if they're on a female or a male person, as long as they're veiny and as long as they would be on my butt, on my boobs, on my ass, on my stomach, on my legs, everywhere. So much fancy and kinks, and they never have been fulfilled. Let me fetch that list. Yeah, accents I mentioned. Age play. I don't know about age play enough to know if I would do that kind of thing. I would have to do more research about it. Yeah, I actually don't know exactly what that is. An anal play, just to mention something, nobody is sticking anything up my ass, and exactly not a penis. I would say a finger would be okay, but that would be it. Ass worship, worship is okay. Then begging, I'm a mistress, I have to beg at some point. Belts, only if it would be light. I don't want to bruise anyone. I'm not into being cruel. I don't take cruelty at all. Biting. I'm a vampire. Biting would be included. Blindfolds. Yes. Blood play. This I mentioned at pretty much the beginning of the audio. Only if it would be like fake blood. Body modification. Again, the same stuff with blood play. Only if it wouldn't be like permanent, like I don't know, you could use body paint and stuff, and I don't want to stick needles anywhere through flesh, or that's just not for me. Body worship is okay. Wearing boots, yes. Bondage to an extent, yes. To a certain amount. Breast play, if this means like caressing boobs and nipples, yes. Clit play, again, I think this falls into the category fingering. I don't know if it's this, yeah. Cock play. I don't know if, yeah, no extreme stuff. Okay, yeah, cock worship. Yeah, I will do that. Coloring, yes. If you're gonna do pet play, we gonna go colors. Corsets, yes. Especially those corsets where the boobs stick out over. Costumes, yes, please, yes. Crawling, yes. Cross-dressing, I could dress up as a man. This wouldn't bother me. Cuffs, yes, but as I told you, I would have to be able to get out of them easily. Cunnilingus, receiving, giving. I think I could do that. Yeah, that would be kind of nice. To also receive it. Dumb sub, DDLG, talked about it. Discipline, that would be kind of fun, wouldn't it be? Doctor, nurse play. Yes, yes, I love medical stuff. Domination, of course. Eye contact, this kinda falls under having sex, doesn't it? Face riding, yes, definitely. Both receiving and giving. Feathers could be put to good use, can't they? Fingering, yes, please. Flogging and following orders, yes. Gloves, well, this falls under medical, doesn't it? Think so. Hairbrushes. Depends on what you're going to do with said hairbrushes. If you're gonna brush my hair, I certainly would like that, as I have really, really long hair. Hand jobs, of course. Harnesses, yes. Being held down, oh god, yes. Hoods. That falls under cosplay and wearing costumes in general, of course, would be cool. Horse, isn't it this weird wooden thing that you see at the gym? It's something, wasn't it something like Japanese and stuff? I don't know exactly. ice. Yes, using ice cubes and so on. Impact play. I don't know about that. That is kind of hardcore. Yeah, well, only if it would be soft. Impregnation fantasy. Depends. I'm kinda on the fence about this because I'm really. It's like a phobia of mine. Oh god, getting pregnant. No, please no. But I can see it could be really, really hot under certain circumstances. Interracial, yes. Asians. Oh, Asians are so cute. I love Asians. Kissing. Oh yes, I like to be kissed. I would like to be kissed. Latex, leather, explained that already. Leashed, leaving clothes on. Yes, leaving clothes on. A nice t-shirt or like high heels. Oh, lingerie. Oh, lingerie. Cars, masks, yes, mask, BDSM mask, like a bunny mask for my sub. Oh, that would be so awesome. Massage, yes, massage, yes. I like giving massage and I love receiving massages. I need massages in my life so bad, every day. Best be twice a day. Master slave. Only if it's not cruel. Medical play. Yes. Military play. Yes, please. Yes, sir. Mutual masturbation, yes, of course. Name calling, I already explained that. Objectification, I surely would like to try that. Like putting my feet on someone and use them as a table. Of course it would be like only a few minutes, not like an hour or so. That would be cruel. I don't think cruel. I think I mentioned orgasm control and outdoor sex. Yes, please. Paddling somewhere. Oh yes. Oh. This brings back memories from 2009. Pet play, yes please. Piercings, oh, this would be kinda nice. Someone had a tongue piercing, I could only imagine how that would feel. Puppy play, yes, I would like to be a puppy one day. Would like to try it out. Or male, having a male sub that would be a puppy would be cool too. Pussy worship, yes, why not? Role play. Oh, shaving, that would be, oh, that would be kinda dangerous, but I would like to try that one out. And that's about it, I guess. Yeah, that was my partaking into the kink challenge. Have a nice rest of the weekend.